Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Intelligence, homeland, and cybersecurity issues are constantly in the news, from the Russian elections interference to Facebook hacks to the recent rash of pipe bomb mailings, which is why our next guest, Lowcountry University, recently launched a degree program focused on intelligence and security. Carl Jensen is co-director of the Citadel Center for Cyber, Intelligence, and Security Studies at the Citadel in Charleston. Today, he's in our studio. Carl, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Mike.
First of all, give us the history here of the new center and how it came about.
And historically, the Citadel has always produced a number of folks in military intelligence, in the intelligence community, to include the CIA and the FBI. We work very closely with our computer science department that does cybersecurity. And about 2 years ago, we thought it would be a great idea to start a center to promote interdisciplinary research and curriculum development and outreach and collaboration. So we did that. We got the backing of our administration. We now have several fellows in the center that include folks from many of the departments at the Citadel and from other colleges and universities, to include University of South Carolina, Trident Tech, and other places as well.
The students that graduate with this degree, then, do they go right into the military or into private industry as well?
Well, some do. Citadel historically has commissioned about 20 to 25 officers a year into military intelligence for the various branches, which is actually a very large number, given the number of graduates that we have. It also has produced folks that go into the FBI and the CIA. The class of 2016, I think 13 of our graduates were hired by the FBI, but into private industry as well. And the major also, the focus is really on critical thinking and writing and briefing. So folks use it to go to law school and graduate education and other things.
And does that include actual spy work, undercover stuff in other countries?
It can. Really, the focus of what we try to do is analysis. So our real function is to try to teach folks how to go about looking at large amounts of information, synthesizing it down, thinking about it critically, analyzing it, and then producing finished intelligence that is something that a policymaker could use.
What has been the student demand for this degree since it has been launched?
Well, it's actually been huge. With the incoming class of 2022, approximately 18 of the incoming freshmen, which is about a fifth of the class, have signed up for our major.
What is the current state of this industry? Are there enough people being produced to handle all of this?
It's definitely a growth industry, and that's for a couple of different reasons. When I first started in the intelligence world, we had basically one challenge, and that was the Soviet Union. A couple of years ago, the Director of National Intelligence came out with his list of persistent threats and emerging challenges, and the list had grown to 14. So today, the intelligence world is interested in such things as transnational crime, rising states, failing states, climate change. There's just a whole list of subjects. Also, the amount of information in the world continues to increase at really an exponential rate. IBM came out a few years ago and said that soon the amount of information in the world is going to double every 12 hours. So that being the case, even if they're close to being correct, you need people who are able to analyze that information, synthesize it, and that's really the crux of what intelligence is all about.
You mentioned climate change. How does that work into the intelligence and security equation?
So really, intelligence, if you look at the definition of that, it's knowledge, and this is one that the CIA produced, which I love the definition. But it's knowledge and foreknowledge of the world around us, which is the prelude to effective decision-making by policymakers. So when you think about that, the job of the analyst is to let the policymaker know just exactly what is going on in the world to the best of their ability, to provide decision advantage. And certainly climate change is something that will have an effect on our national security. So certainly, it's within the purview of the IC.
Well, Carl, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today. Congratulations on the successful launch of the new degree program.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Carl Jensen is co-director of the Citadel Center for Cyber Intelligence and Security Studies at the Citadel in Charleston. We will have a link to the center posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.